God for being there tonight. Thank God for everybody coming out. I don't know what's going to happen. I got some scripture here to read. Find it. All right. We'll read over in Galatians chapter 6. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh, shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Amen. We'll go over to 1 John, chapter 3, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous. The only thing I could think about whenever I've done a little bit of reading today, I've done a little bit of praying, and I've asked the Lord to show me what to do, and I really don't know what to do. I'm just going to be up there and do whatever God wants me to do. The only thing I could think about is this day and time, because there's a lot of deceiving going on in this world right now. Because there's people out there, there's so many different religions out here in this world right now. I mean, there's so many, I ain't going to start naming them. I mean, there's cult after cult after cult, religion, but there's only one salvation.
Amen.
If you take a young Christian, get out here and get saved, and if they don't watch what they're doing, they get out here and talk to people out here that's trying their best to deceive people and trying to get them to come over the way they believe. And that's the worst thing in the world to say is, I believe this and I believe that. And that they're going to try their best to get them to come over here with them instead of opening up the Word like this right here, open it up and say, this right here is what the Word says. Because there's a lot of people out there and there's a lot of beliefs. And there's a lot of people that can do everything in their power to get you away from that right there. That's what this world's trying its best to do, is to get us away from that right there. Because I'm going to tell you something. Satan's painting a very, very, very beautiful picture. I mean, even Satan himself can appear as a heck beautiful angel. And he's going to do everything in his power to take God's people down. And he's going to do everything in his power to deceive anybody that he can. And that's the very reason why the preacher gets up here and preaches. Study your word. Read your word. Arm yourself with everything that you can. Put everything that you can on of God, of the word, of the spirit. Because I'm going to tell you something. Because if you're not strong enough, you will be deceived. There's people out here that will tell you anything in the world to get you to come over to their side. I don't want you to come over my side. I want you to come over to God's side. Because it's not nothing to do with me, because I ain't nothing until I got saved. But I'm going to tell you something. I won't say nothing to deceive anybody, because I can't and I won't. Because if I do that right there, I'm held accountable for it. And I ain't going to be held accountable for it. So I'm going to tell you what God gives me and what God puts on my heart. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Because if we get out here in this world and we don't arm ourselves like we're supposed to, and if we're not strong enough like we should be, because I'm going to tell you something. I've seen Christians that were saved for 20 years, brother. 20 years. Did not know the Word. Did not know the Word. I know somebody right now. Well, my pastor said it, so it's true. That's not what this says. Let no man deceive you. If this don't say it, it's not true.
Amen.
We've got to be strong, we've got to be bold, and we've got to be in this.
Amen.
Not on what I say or what Brother Jerry says, or what Brother Eric says.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because we can't, if you stop thinking about it, if you never open your Bible when you're in church, how many of us will believe what the preacher says? A lot of us, right? Because we got confidence in our pastors. We got confidence in our preachers. Read along with the preachers. See what that word says. When you get home at night, and if you really don't understand something, read that, study that, and say, wait a minute. I think that was wrong. Come to the preacher and talk to him. Say, hey, wait a minute. Hey, this get down good. If I say something wrong, I want to know.
Amen.
And I know that man right there will be the first to tell me. And I want, if I'm wrong, I want to know I'm wrong. Because I don't want to tell somebody, hey, wait a minute, this is how it is. And if it ain't it, I don't want to say it. But that's what I'm saying. We don't arm ourselves like we're supposed to. We're not the strong Christians like we're supposed to be. We'll get up here and people say, I'm saved. Okay? What are you going to do if the devil comes up against you? You going to bow up? You going to bow up and crawl up in a bow? In a ball? What are we going to do to stand up to it? How are we going to stand up to it if we don't know God's Word? How are we going to stand up to it if we don't have God in us? We can say we're saved all day long. We say we believe in God all day long. But that don't mean nothing. We might as well go out here and take a dead seed and throw it out there on the road and let the cars hit it. Because it ain't going to be worth it, right? It's going to be worth it. It's up. We've got to plant ourselves in the Word. We've got to plant ourselves in God. We've got to look up and say, God, give me what I need.
Amen.
Help me arm myself. Help me get what I need. If you go hunting, if you go deer hunting, what do you do? What do you do? What's the first thing you do? You take the gun, take the tree stand. Okay, what if you didn't take the gun? How can you kill a deer if you don't take the gun? Something to shoot it with. There ain't no way you can kill a deer. You're gonna get your pocket knife out and chase it down? Nope. You can't. How you gonna defeat the devil if you don't take your sword? How you gonna let somebody not deceive you if you don't have your sword up? How are you gonna not do that? How are you not gonna stand up to say, you're wrong? That says you're wrong. You're wrong. Yes, it is written. It is written. We have to arm ourselves. We have to get ourselves strong enough. And how do you get yourself strong enough? Okay, you work out. You work out. You study. You read. You pray. Every day of your life.
Yes, baby.
We cannot stand up to the devil if we know nothing. If we know nothing. The preacher can get up and tell you anything. I mean, I ain't saying we would or not. But all I'm saying is, there's a lot of churches out here that gets up there and teaches what they believe. There's a man-written book out here, and the people worship that book. It was made in 1950 something? I ain't gonna say what the name of it is, but it's true. People worship that book. They don't worship the Word. They worship the book that somebody wrote. That's what they live by. You can't live by man. There's no way in this world you can live by man. You will be deceived. Arm yourself. Strengthen yourself. Get in the Word. Read God's Word. Pray to God. Ask God to help you. Ask God to give you what you need. If you need to go out here hunting, arm yourself with the sword. With the gun. think I've said about all I'm going to say. About all I feel like saying. We've got to have strength. One of you get a song? Which one? I said about all I can say. I ain't going to drag it out. If anybody's wanting to pray, bring it up and hand it to the Lord. We've got to arm ourselves. We've got to make ourselves stronger. We cannot make ourselves stronger in the Lord unless we take this right here and we read it, we study it. We cannot believe man. I know our pastor would not lie to us, and I know that. And I feel that in my heart, in my spirit. The thing about it is, we've got to be able to look at this right here as he's reading, as he's telling us, preaching to us. We've got to be able to take this right here and say he is right. Because I can guarantee you one thing. If he picks up his Bible and says, here's what I was reading and here's what I was preaching. And I know it would be right. And I won't say nothing to nobody. Nobody to my, say my belief. This is what I believe. And I ain't going to do that. This is what I know. Anybody need